Party fouls. You go to a party. You're ready to have a good time. Mm. There's always that one person that makes a mistake. Now, Raven, producer John, I'm not sure you heard this story, but producer Sean, what happened with your mom at the party?
Family party over the weekend. We invited a family friend of ours who I had known for a very long time, and he brought his new girlfriend. Apparently, this woman approached my mom and told her that me and my brother were smoking hot.
You can't tell a mom that their adult child is smoking hot.
I mean, listen, I need a little bit more context here, all right? So this family friend and this girlfriend, what is their age group? Like, roundabout, how old are they?
50.
Okay.
55-ish.
All right. And so is this many beverages in, or is this early on at the party? Is the girlfriend sober? What's the context here?
Definitely many beverages in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear it until a lot later when my girlfriend told me about it, Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, she overheard it.
Oh, yeah. No, because my mom told her.
Yeah.
She's like, by the way, that lady just said that, you know, yeah, sons are hot. So
yeah. Wait a minute. But what did your mom say when the woman said that to her?
You know, I never exactly gauged or got her response.
I don't blame you.
She said it was crazy, though, because, you know, of course, like, my brother was there with his two kids, and I had Booker, and she said to my mom that she assumed those three kids were my mom's kids.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So was it one of those things where she's like, oh, you're such a good-looking family, right? Like, you know, one of those.
No. This is not okay. That, because by one point, like, when Rachel told me, like, what she had said, I'm like, it makes sense, because she was following me and my brother around like a lost puppy.
Wow.
Party foul.
Yeah.
You can't go to somebody's house and then go to the host and tell them that their children are hot. Absolutely not. Other party fouls.
I'm going to say, like, if you bring anything to serve there at the party, but it actually needs to be, like, cooked. Right. Like, so you're coming to a party and you're bringing something for everybody to enjoy, but it's not just a situation where it's got to go in the oven for 15 minutes. No. This is like something that has to be cooked.
What about meats on the grill, though? Like, because I'll bring patties. I'll bring dogs and stuff like that.
Are you going to cook them?
Really? Yeah. I mean, I'll cook them. Sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're cooking them and you've told the host that you're going to be doing them, that's one thing.
Better be a good cook.
But even still, I wouldn't want your meats.
Me neither.
I don't want you bringing your meats.
I got you. Yeah. No, Raven, listen, that's really interesting what you're talking about. But I wanted to, I thought we could all just sit here and like have a little sing along.
Oh, that's a party problem.
How about that?
A guy that shows up with his guitar.
That's the worst.
And then he thinks he's going to like take over the party here.
Well, I mean, come on. You guys don't want to sing Wonderwall with me?
No.
No.
if you bring your guitar to my house, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to be you can't just start singing at somebody's party.
We have plans for, like, you know, radio and music and people enjoying themselves and having a good time. We don't need a kumbaya around the fire here.
And
with
don't
you.
Bring your meat to my party either. As a side
note, it does seem weird.
So strange.
And, you know, right? I also have to say, BYOB is a thing for a reason. If you're not bringing your own beverages, don't come to the party.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a fridge full of stuff. That's okay.
Yeah, but you have to bring something. I agree. Yeah. Like, you can't show up to a party empty-handed. Even if you're not going to drink my Fisher lemonades that I brought, that's fine. You know,
you're still trying to put off the great ones on everybody forever.
No, ew.
Also, know when it's time to go. I feel like that's such a party foul. Like, if it's you and one other group of people that are there, it's a standoff now. And the host wants you both to leave.
That's so true.
Absolutely. Those are party fouls.
Get out.